KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies. It's 29 degrees, and we look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 47. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In the news this hour, an Atlantic woman was arrested at a motel in Omaha Wednesday morning following an incident that caused injuries to an Omaha police officer and resulted in the arrest of two other people. KETV in Omaha reports the incident occurred around 1:45 a.m. Wednesday when authorities were trying to serve a felony warrant for 19-year-old Selena Hansen of Atlantic, who was staying at a hotel near 90th and Burt Streets. When police arrived, officials saw other individuals in a Ford Explorer in the hotel parking lot. The SUV tried to leave. It struck an Omaha Police Department cruiser, causing an officer to be injured. Authorities took the driver, 30-year-old Mizel Diaz, into custody. Police found a defaced gun in the vehicle and determined the car had been stolen. Investigators then located Hansen and an additional suspect, 29-year-old Andrew Clark, who was also taken into custody. Police found an additional stolen gun in Hansen's room. All three suspects faced charges. Diaz was booked for theft over $1,500 of a defaced firearm, felon in possession of a firearm, and felony to avoid arrest and possession of a controlled substance. Hansen was arrested for being a fugitive from justice, possession of a stolen firearm, a prohibited person in possession of a firearm. Clark was booked on the similar charges and bond review. The Atlantic Police Department yesterday reported three recent arrests. On Wednesday, 28-year-old Aaron Macias of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear in court on an original controlled substance violation charge. On January 22nd, 21-year-old Elizabeth Simmons of Boone was arrested on a warrant out of Boone County for failure to appear in court. And on January 20th, 20-year-old Tanya Duranzo of Atlantic was arrested for child endangerment. Duranzo posted a $2,000 bond and has an arraignment hearing for February 8th. Trial is set for March 29th. Authorities in Harrison County say a woman was critically injured during a rollover accident Thursday morning. The Omaha World Herald has reported that Harrison County 911 dispatchers reported the accident occurred just before 7 a.m. Thursday south of Mon Damon. The woman was taken by medical helicopter to Creighton University Medical Center, but no other details were released. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday two people were injured during an accident Monday afternoon. Andrea Lara of Lenox was driving a 2000 Ford eastbound on Highway 34 near 365th Street at around 3:10 p.m. Monday when she attempted to pass another vehicle and lost control of her car. The vehicle went into a spin and overturned, coming to rest in the north ditch. Lara and her passenger, Marina Dela, also of Lenox, were transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs by Glenwood Rescue. And on January 26th, the 1999 Chevy truck driven by Russell Higgins of Shenandoah was traveling north on Highway 59, about 1/2 mile north of Lambert Avenue, when his vehicle hit a patch of ice on the road. The truck went into a road ditch on the east side of Highway 59 and came to rest. Smoke then began to pour out of underneath the hood, and the vehicle soon caught fire, damaging the engine compartment and cab of the truck. The accident happened a little after 8 a.m. Tuesday. No injuries were reported. Mills County Sheriff's Office on Thursday also reported three arrests took place on Tuesday. 20-year-old Bailey Parsons was arrested on a Pottawatomie County warrant for probation violation. Her bond was set at $2,000. 21-year-old Dylan Lee Kahn of Glenwood was arrested Tuesday on a warrant for drug tax stamp violation, criminal ties, and probation violation. His bond was set at $5,000. And 19-year-old Cameron Riley Myers of Glenwood was arrested Tuesday on a warrant for failure to appear in court on a driving under suspension charge. His bond was set at $400. The USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service, or NRCS, and Pheasants Forever are hosting a series of workshops early next month for landowners who would like to learn more about the importance of wildlife habitat in the agricultural landscape of Iowa. Jason Anderson with Pheasants Forever says the workshops, one each, will be held in Audubon, Cass, and Shelby counties.
On Tuesday, February 2nd, it's going to be from 1:30 to 3 in, well, it's just north of Exira at the Conservation Club. It's kind of out, it's about 3 miles north of Exira. And then on Wednesday, February 3rd, the next day, there's going to be one in Atlantic from 11:30 to 1, and that's going to be at the Pizza Ranch meeting room. And then on Thursday, February 4th, same time, 11:30 a.m. to 1, is going to be in Harlan at the Pizza Ranch up there in their meeting room.
Coffee and cookies will be available at the Exira site. Lunch will be available at the two Pizza Ranch sites, but that'll be at your own cost. Anderson said the workshops are free and open to the public.
The whole thing is about the need for habitat in Iowa's agricultural landscape. There's, you know, our counties are covered, they're dominated by farm ground, and that has come at a cost to wildlife habitat. And so in some of these areas where there's a lot of places where we can fit habitat in, where agriculture and habitat can coexist. And so that's what the talk will be about, is how to maximize our wildlife habitat potential.
One of the most well-known and successful programs at producing habitat is the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP, a long-term voluntary program that helps crop producers retire environmentally sensitive land into conservation cover that controls soil erosion and improves air and water quality. CRP also provides wildlife habitat. Now, the current general CRP sign-up runs through February 26th.
The talk is going to focus more on native grasslands, and so that means a mix of native grasses and wildflowers, because that was what our area was dominated by.
And Anderson says there are other programs and sources besides CRP that will help you learn about and establish wildlife habitats.
The Iowa DNR has a lot of programs. There are a lot of nonprofit organizations, like Trees Forever, for example, that have, I mean, they're smaller scale, but they still have financial assistance and also technical advice if you want to do some kind of projects on your ground.
For more information about the workshops being offered in Audubon, Cass, and Shelby counties, or to reserve your seat at one of those workshops, you can call Jason Anderson at 712-563-4248. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced Thursday that $9 million is available for farmers in Iowa and elsewhere to set up agriculture-only wetlands mitigation banks. Right now, the mitigation banks that exist give an advantage to big developers over individual farmers, according to Vilsack.
Several states have begun the process of establishing agriculture-only mitigation banks that are available only to producers. Minnesota, Iowa, and South Dakota, good examples.
The mitigation banks can be a helpful tool for farmers, according to the Ag Secretary.
Producers can purchase credits generated from previously drained wetlands, which are restored and approved for wetland mitigation, to offset the loss of benefits where a producer is installing new drainage in a wetland.
The Wetland Mitigation Banks program is funded through money authorized by Congress through the 2014 Farm Bill.
There are a number of states that need to be targeted. Minnesota and Iowa, North Dakota and South Dakota, Wisconsin, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Georgia, Nebraska, Michigan, Virginia, and Missouri are areas where there is a great need for the mitigation banks.
The banks can be set up by states, tribes, local governments, or other interested third-party entities and will be overseen by the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service. The news was brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.